We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs and Diana King, with special guests Derek Martin, Deirdre Costello, Peter Cleo, and John Kane.
More tea, Mrs. Willis?
Just a smidgen, Mrs. Archer.
Brian?
Oh, yeah, please, Mum.
Albert's still asleep.
Sound. Lying there with his thumb up his nose.
The little dear. Reminds me of my husband.
Did he stick his thumb up his nose?
No. Well, not regular. Mainly, he put it in his waistcoat pocket.
Oh.
Not very good with his bearings. He couldn't get through a door without hitting the doorpost.
Oh, were his eyes bad?
Most nights. But it was his legs, really.
Oh, yeah, I can sympathise.
He used to pour brown ale down them like they was hollow. I remember him coming home one night and standing on my hat. Wilted the flowers on it.
Ha! Funny things, men.
Yeah.
You had any luck, Bri, with finding casual work?
Nah. There's so many people out of work round here. They all do their own odd jobs.
Mrs. Willis was mentioning something before you come in, wasn't you, Mrs. Willis?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It's my neighbour's nephew, son's daughter's boyfriend. He knows someone.
Does he? Sounds like he knows a lot of people.
Now, listen, Brian. It's about a job.
A driving job.
Huh?
In a car.
Really?
Mind, it could be taxi work, couldn't it, Mrs. Willis?
It could. That's right, yes.
Yes, and you have to be careful about that, Brian.
No more than usual.
Well, you never know who you're going to pick up in a taxi.
Or what?
That's right. You never know. You could get molested.
Ooh.
Yeah, in some way.
Get off.
Mrs. Willis, you tell him what happened to Mr. Huggins last week.
Mr. Huggins? I don't know him.
Him at number 23, with the funny-looking wife. That's not her real eye, you know.
Isn't it?
Go on, you tell him, Mrs. Willis.
Yes, well, he drove straight down the platform at King's Cross and crashed into the buffers at the end of platform 7.
You're joking. What was he doing there?
I don't know that, but he made a terrible mess of his train.
His train?
Yes.
He's a train driver.
Well, of course he is. He wouldn't be driving towards the buffers in a car, would he?
Silly soul.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I say, Bri. You've got to be very careful about any job that involves driving.
Mind, this is a bit different, though. It's not regular. It's more what you might call temporary.
Ah, temporary.
Are you interested, Brian?
Of course, certainly. Any chance of earning some money, I'll grab it.
Good. Now, would you have a word then, Mrs. Willis, and find out what it's all about?
I'll tell you what. I'll have a word and find out what it's all about. Here. Are those biscuits digestive?
Oh, isn't it amazing? You can hear people talk about food even when he's fast asleep.
All right, I'm bringing a digestive, Albert. Come in.
So you're Brian, right?
Right.
About this driving job, right?
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
And this is my son, Albert.
Wife left you holding a baby, eh?
No.
Well, what's that you're holding in a pig?
No.
No, I haven't got a wife. I've never been married.
This baby drop out the sky, then?
No, I had a girlfriend, see, and...
Oh, yeah. How come you got it, then?
Well, usual way, you know what I mean?
Now, how come she's not looking after it?
Well, she left me. She ran off with a bloke from the electricity board.
Get away.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you do surprise me. From what I've seen of the blokes who work with the electricity board, I wouldn't have thought they were capable of running anywhere for anything. I had three come round my house to fix a light fitting. Three of them. Talk about inefficiency.
Yeah, well...
I said to them, what do you need three of you for? Cheeky Herbert said to me, one of us holds a screwdriver and the other two turn him round. I blame the unions, you know. That's what caused all this decline. Killing free enterprise, they are.
Oh, no, come on, not
stifling
all of them.
Stifling man's natural instincts to better himself as he sees fit.
Oh, no, no, hang
I'm
on.
I'm telling you, if I catch anyone starting a union in my business, I'll break his fingers for him.
Yeah, right. About his job, then.
I'm not all that hard a man, you know. Soft is the word I'd use to describe myself. Always do a favour for anyone. Generous Terry, they call me.
Oh, well, what sort of business are you in, Mr. General? Terry.
Well, I'm what you might call an entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
A bit of this, a bit of that. I've got fingers in lots of pies, you know.
Oh, like little Jack Horner.
Who?
He was the guy that put his thumb in a pie and...
Silly Herbert. Always said kids were messy eaters.
Yeah. Anyway, about his job. Driving, is that right?
That's right. Can you handle a car?
Can I?
I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm a good driver.
Are you clean?
I had a bath this morning.
No, you fool. Your driving licence. Any endorsement?
Oh, no, no. Snow White.
Ever been in trouble with the law?
No.
Never?
No.
Good. Well, you see, I've got my reputation to think of. I don't want jailbirds driving my clients around.
Oh.
What?
Oh, for a minute, I thought it might be something dodgy, you know. Not quite on.
Leave it out, will you? You're not suggesting I'm on a crook, are you?
No, nothing like that.
And even if I was, I'd hardly use someone I didn't know, would I?
Well, that's true.
Oh, try.
Yeah. But this kid has to echo everything you say. It's like being in a room with a parrot.
Well, it's the way he's learning to talk.
Yeah, well, I hope you drive better than he talks.
Yeah. Shh, Albert, quiet. What sort of driving job is it, exactly?
Just a bit of taxi work. Pick someone up, drop them off. 50 quid, no trouble.
50 quid? How many days will I be away?
Days? What are you talking about?
It must be a bigger job than I thought.
It'll take about an hour.
An hour? Are you sure this job's all right?
Of course it is. All right, it's a little bit of a tickle, that's all. But only for tax purposes. There's nothing to get your collar felt for.
Yeah, but the Inland Revenue can be a bit sharp.
Look,
you know.
Do you want this job or not?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, you pick up a car at this garage. Here's the address. Harry's Garage, King Street.
Right, Tar.
Friday lunchtime. Be at this lay-by at 1:30. On the dot, eh? Someone will meet you there and tell you where they want to go, right?
Right. Got it. Is there anything else?
Yeah. Does this belong to you?
Oh, it's Albert's dummy. Where'd you find it?
In my coat pocket.
Ooh, you awful dodger, Albert.
Look at Albert eating his custard. You can tell he's enjoying it, can't you?
Frightens the life out of me. It's like watching a human vacuum cleaner. Look at him. Anyway, Mum, what I've come round for is to ask you a favour.
Oh?
Yeah, could you look after Albert for me for a couple of hours? Hey, I got that driving job.
Oh, Brian, well done. Oh, I'm ever so pleased.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Yeah, well, of course I'll look after Albert. No trouble. I mean, he's company for me. I'm teaching him to sing, you know.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. I sing to him, then he sings to me, and then we both do duets. You know, like Albert Ziegler and Webster Booth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep at it, and you'll be on top of the pop soon, you two.
Oh, you don't have tea.
Anyway, this job, it's this Friday.
Brian, I can't. No, not this Friday.
Why, Mum?
Well, this Friday, it's our outing to Clacton.
Who's outing, Mum?
The Young Wives.
Young wives?
Yeah.
You haven't been a young wife since before the coronation.
There's no need to be rude.
Oh, Ma, I'm sorry, but look.
Anyway, me and Mrs. Willis are guests. They had two spare seats at the back of the coach, so they offered them to us.
Oh, bit of a waste. They could have fitted in a few more crates of beer.
Oh, the young wives don't have those sort of outings.
That's not what I've heard, Ma'am.
Eh?
Someone told me they have a male stripper at their end nights.
Oh! Really? Oh, that's naughty.
I know, but it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. I say, I'm ever so sorry, but I can't take Albert.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, thanks for offering anyway.
Oh, what will you do then?
Don't worry. I shouldn't have any difficulty finding someone to look after him. After all, it's only an hour or so. Be a piece of cake.
Mm.
Well, we've tried nearly everybody I know so far, Albert, and no luck. Oh, this is our last chance.
Well, I don't like this.
Alison. Alison, as an old friend. No, not that sort of old friend. Well, not for a long time, anyway. She's married now to a big, ugly husband with hands like sledgehammers. You catch me trying anything on? Whoa, not half. Anyway, you know her.
Alison, you do.
She works at a checkout in a supermarket. She calls you Bert.
Yeah, you do.
You know her when you see her. Hey, remember when your ice cream fell out of your cornet? You know? She called you something more than Bert that day.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hello, Alison.
Oh, so you've got little Bert with you.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing? What's new?
I got the sack.
Ah, sack. What, from a supermarket?
Yeah.
Oh, when was that?
2 weeks ago.
Why?
Well, they're cutting back. I was last in, so I'm first out.
Oh, dear. Still, it'll give you more time to spend with Stanley.
Eric.
Yeah, that's who I meant.
He's left me.
Oh, dear. What happened?
He went off with Vivian.
I don't know her. She live round here.
It's a him.
Oh, not the other way, no.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Still, it's not all bad, is it?
Oh, no.
I mean, you've got a roof over your head and...
I'm being evicted next month for non-payment of rent.
Oh, great.
Eric went off with the money.
Ah, with Vivian. Still, I suppose you've got your health. I mean, you're not ill, are you?
No.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I've just got over the flu, though.
Good.
Anyway, that's enough for me. It's nice to see you, Brian. What did you call for?
Oh, I just want to look you up, you know, make sure everything was going all right for you and, well, we better be off now. Now we've checked, Albert. See ya.
See you, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Oh, where's your Baba?
Oh, it was hardly the right time to ask her any favours, was it? I'll just have to think about Friday, see what we can work out. Come on, Albert. Come on, bedtime.
Nah, boy, stay up.
Come on.
Always.
You can't stay up. Come on. Come on up, you can't. Tell you something, finding you a babysitter for tomorrow didn't turn out to be a piece of cake after all, did it?
Oh, that's
your boy. I can't understand it. Everyone's either working or away or ill or something. What do you do to put them off?
All right.
Keep your hair on. Still, we're up a gum tree without a paddle. I reckon you just have to come with me tomorrow.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm sure Terry won't mind. After all, he did say everybody calls him generous, Terry. Hello?
Yeah?
It's Bill here.
Who wants him?
I do. Terry sent me.
Terry?
Yeah, I've got to pick up a car.
He sent you and him?
Yeah, he's my co-driver.
You do mean Terry?
That's right, for the car. I'm picking up this fare up.
Yeah, all right. Walls have ears, you know.
I know, Inland Revenue.
Eh? Does Terry know you brought him along with you?
What?
Yeah.
Well, he knows about him.
Oh, what is him and what, Baba?
Oh, well, none of my business. I'll get the car.
Oh, you haven't got one with a baby seat in it, have you?
Do me a favour.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask, you know. No sign of our passenger yet, Albert.
Oh, is he? Boom.
Yeah, I wonder who it is. Could be one of these jet-set tax dodgers. One of these singers waiting to be whisked away somewhere. Oh, a secret trip in from tax exile. Someone like Barry Manilow. Or a real singer like Charles Abnabor. She has a face I can't forget. You got no taste in music. That's your trouble. Oh, I must say, this is a cracker of a brum-brum, isn't it, Albert? Certainly moves. Don't touch that ashtray. Don't, Albert. No, stop it. Well done, Albert. 22. He's late. Ah, it's rich people all over, isn't it? I expect he can't make up his mind which wallet to carry his money in.
Okay, drive.
What?
Hey, what? Drive. You in, Andy?
Yes, Stanley.
Right. Come on, what you waiting for? Drive.
Oi, get out.
Hey?
On your bike. What do you want? You got the wrong car. I'm waiting for someone.
Good show, you twit. You're waiting for us. Now drive.
Now look.
Can't you hear him? Drive.
All right. All right.
Come on, get moving.
Terry's getting a very poor class of driving these days, isn't he?
I wait up by your brim.
What was that last bit, Andy?
That wasn't me. I didn't talk like that.
Sure, I like it.
What's going on?
Oh, it's my son, Albert. He's sitting in the front with me.
Hey, Charlie, look. That's a baby.
Say hello to the gentleman, Albert.
What's he doing there?
It's the only place there was another seatbelt.
But why is he here?
For heaven's sake, let's get going.
Yeah, yeah, come on, put your foot down.
You don't mind if we go too fast? It might upset Albert.
Foot down, mate.
Yeah, moving, moving.
Hold on, not that fast. We don't want to be stuck for speeding.
Be poetic justice, that would. Knock over a jeweler's, get nicked for speeding.
Knock. Knock. Knock.
What's that knocking?
It's this clown. What's up with you, driver?
Not, not. You've knocked over a jeweler's?
What do you think we've been doing? Selling war cry?
But I thought this was some sort of tax dodge.
It is.
This way we don't pay tax on it.
Or anything.
Now, listen, I didn't know this was going to be anything criminal. I mean, we could be sort of accessories, couldn't we?
Right, if we get caught.
No, we don't want any part of this, do we, Albert?
Keep your foot down or else.
Oh, no.
What's up?
It's Albert. He's feeling car sick. I thought he might.
Hey?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I can't stand it when people are sick. It makes me sick.
Oi, you. Tell him not to be sick.
You tell him he's your mate.
Not Andy, your baby.
What? I'm driving. Come on, if you cuddle him, it might help.
I'm not cuddling no babies.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
Put your head between your legs.
I can't. It's stuck to my neck.
Come here. Give me the baby. Right. Come here. Little diddums. Yeah. Now.
You've got a little upset tummy, whammy, then. Eh? Have you?
Oh, there, there. Go and sit on your Uncle Andy's lap.
Mine? Why mine?
Because I'm wearing me new mohair, that's why.
But I don't know anything about babies.
Of course you do. Just hold it the right way up.
Hang on, be careful, he's very sensitive.
Come on, little lecky wecky. You sit on Uncle Andy's lap. Aww, look. All over my seat.
I'm not having any more of this. Oi, you.
What?
Pull over. You and your kid are getting out.
Hey, what about me?
I'm a good mind to put you out and all. Come on, pull over. Right, take the kid and get out.
All right.
Andy, you drive.
All right. And you can give Terry this message from me.
Yes.
You tell Terry that I'm very sorry about his car seat, all right? Come on, Albert.
Oh, yeah. Right, Andy.
Wave bye-bye, Albert. No, on second thoughts, you better not. Come on, let's go and get you cleaned up.
More tea, Mrs. Willis.
Just a smidgen, Mrs. Archer. I want to watch me weight.
Oh, what's that then?
Well, it's the doctor. I went to him about me head.
Oh?
I get these headaches in it, you see.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I showed it to him and he said I ought to diet.
He never.
He did.
They're all the same, these doctors. They confuse you with long words.
Oh, they do.
True.
Like when they give you a certificate. It's so you don't know what it is you've really got.
It's the medical secrecy.
Oh, get off. It's 'cause most of them can't spell.
Well, Dr. Perkins can spell. He spells beautifully.
Yes, but he's no good as a doctor. He doesn't know the first thing about it. Look at him and Mrs. Ollis.
Well, yes, I know, but I mean...
Now, Dr. Adams. Oh, he's a wonderful doctor. But his spelling's atrocious.
Well, that's because he shakes when he writes.
Well, I'd shake and all if I drank like he does. But drink or not, he's a wonderful doctor. He's got the nose for it.
Yes, that's true. He sorted out my back.
Exactly. As I always say, who would you rather have for your rheumatism? Someone who could spell it or someone who could cure it?
True, true. Here, I was thinking.
Oh, that's you all over, Mrs. Archer. Always the deep one.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Always a thought, I say to myself, from Mrs. Archer. Oh. What were you thinking?
I was thinking how nice it was at Clacton yesterday.
Oh, I know what you mean. Pity it was too wet to go in the water, though.
Yes, still, there's always next year.
Here, it was Friday yesterday, wasn't it?
That's right, it was.
Your Brian was doing that driving job, wasn't he?
That's right, so he was.
Funny how time flies, isn't it? Friday, it's yesterday already.
I wonder how he got on. Hope he didn't hit anything. Oh, that'll be the insurance man. He said he called back after he'd finished with Mrs. Ward at number 43.
What's he been doing with her?
I don't know, but I don't think he does it very often.
I reckon she's after some new curtains.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, Brian, well, talk of the devil. Come in, won't you?
Tama. Oh, hello, Mrs. Willis.
Hello, Brian. Where's Albert?
Oh, I left him outside in his pram, Ma. I won't be staying, Mum.
We were just talking about you. How did you get on with that driving job yesterday?
Why? Has anyone been asking about me?
No.
Oh, it was all right, really. Actually, I was thinking of taking Albert to the seaside for a bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, the fresh air would do us good, and if anyone comes asking for us, you don't know when we'll be back, all right?
Here, you're not in trouble, are you?
What? No. Good heavens, no. I just thought I'd pop in and let you know we were off.
We was at the seaside yesterday.
The young wives.
Oh, yeah, what was it like?
Oh, the bingo was good.
Your mum almost got a line.
Mm, I nearly got a line.
Mm. Only three numbers short.
Oh, blimey. Anyway, got a rush.
Oh?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, don't you want some tea?
Yeah, when I come back. Bye, Mum. Bye, Mrs. Willis.
Well, I never. He's never been that quick before.
If you ask me, he's got a young woman.
Get off. With Albert.
Exactly. Isn't that baby the proof of the pudding?
Right. Come on, Albert.
Oh, wait. Wait, Dad.
Come on. Let's go home and get packed. I hope they're not watching the railway stations.
Oi, you!
What? Oh, no, Albert, he's found us.
Oi, come here.
Please, Terry, don't shoot. You might hit Albert.
Come here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Terry.
Well, well, well. Just the man I've been looking for.
Really?
I thought you'd like to know. Andy and Charlie got nicked.
Oh.
They crashed into a police car after they left you. Too busy cleaning their clothes.
Oh. Hope they were insured.
What?
I mean, that is...
It wrote the job off for me. Cost me quite a few hundred. It's not often I make a loss in my line.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I get annoyed.
Yeah, sure.
If it was left to me, I'd have you done over.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Mr. Terry.
But Andy and Charlie said no.
No? What did they have in mind then?
Nothing, unfortunately. They said you was all right, despite what your son did to the car.
Eh?
They reckoned I ought to pay you. So, it's against my better judgment. Here's the 50 quid.
Oh, well, that's very kind. But, I mean, in the circumstances...
Less £49.50 for car cleaning.
Oh, thanks very much.
One more thing.
Yeah?
Charlie and Andy sent this for your little boy.
Teddy bear. Oh, look, Albert. Oh, no, we couldn't.
Take it before I break your fingers. I felt a big enough herb going out to buy it.
Oh, well, thank the lads for us, won't you?
I will, next visiting day. And next time I need a driver, if you hear the word...
Yeah?
Forget it, right?
Right, right. I'll see you then.
You better not.
No, I better not.
Where's this, Dada?
I expect long goodbyes make him emotional, Albert.
Yeah, tit, 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 tit.
Oh, it's turned out all right. Not only can we go to the seaside, we can come back from it as well.
Oh, why, why?
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum, and Diana King as Mrs. Willis. Also this week, Derek Martin featured as Terry, Deirdre Costello as Alison, Peter Cleal as Charlie, and John Kane as Andy and the Garage Mechanic.
I should play with your Baba.
No, Albert, you're too young to hold a driving license. And Albert, that was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. Thank you.